This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
As he homered in three straight games, the Orioles as a team raked with runners in scoring position. And they've been bad in that area going back to pretty much a year ago at this time, and were really bad in their previous 20 games, hitting below 200 with runners in scoring position. But Tyler O'Neill, in the last 7 days, which is a week, according to my calculations, 7 hits, 16 at-bats, 3 homers, 6 ribbies. He scored 6 runs. Slugging percentage is at 1,063. His OPS is 1589. That's slow pitch stuff. But Nolan, we were talking about this earlier, and we know that O'Neill's healthy, and as Tony Manzalino tried to explain to us, and in theory we get it, it's basically May 1st for him. But that's not what the Orioles signed up for. Well, you'll start to heat up in August when we're already mathematically eliminated. But for all intents and purposes, they're done. They're about to blow things up here with some expiring contract players being on the move. So I asked you this question earlier. We're asking the listeners, too, at 410-583-1057. I'll get your phone calls later in the hour. If O'Neill goes bananas in the last 2 months and say he hits 10 homers combined August, September, maybe 12. Something dopey. Let's think big. Do you want him back? Or would you prefer that he does the exercise player opt-out and hits free agency again? I would think, though, that whoever he's represented by would say, look, you got guaranteed dough coming from Baltimore. The fact that you've been on the IL 6 times in the last 2 years and, 15 times throughout your career is going to give teams pause to come at you with anything financially that the Orioles are guaranteed to give you if you pick up your option. So he could be Babe Ruth for the next 2 months. I don't think it would be in his best interest to opt out. But, Nolan, you might be speaking for a lot of fans when we talked about this a couple of hours ago, like, go ahead.
Right.
Opt out and see you. Wouldn't want to be you when it's all said and done.
The clean break, the clean start, or fresh start, I think that's what a lot of fans want to see. And it's hard to argue against it just because how bad or how non-existent would probably be the better way to put it. Tyler O'Neill's tenure as an Oriole has been so far. But another key factor there from his side of things, his agent side of things. Don't turn down the money by no means, but also let's look at the roster here. It's going to be another opening in right field again next year. You're expected, if you're going to be on the roster, to be at the forefront of that competition. You know, things have changed very quickly here in the last couple of years for Heston Kjerstad. His stock as a rising prospect has not been very linear. It's gone up and then it's gone down, and now we don't really know what to think about him.
Sure.
We also know the Orioles are probably going to have to make a change, or when I say change, make some sort of addition in center field. I'm thinking more stopgap, 1 or 2 years before one of your younger guys can take over there as we move on from Cedric Mullins. So if you're O'Neill, you're O'Neill's agent, you're saying, hey, the opportunity is right here for you to actually live up to those contract expectations. It would be a year late, but better late than never. And it's not something that I put a ton of stock in, but it would leave me a little more comfortable if he had a strong finish to the season, a healthy finish to the season. There'd be something that I could hang my hat on to say, all right, that's the Tyler O'Neill that I want to see coming into spring next year. The injury bug's always going to be a part of his career. It's always going to be something you're looking over the shoulder. But can we get things to line up here where we get at least one good year out of this Tyler O'Neill contract? Can we make the best out of this? Can we squeeze every last pulp out of this thing?
Well, if he sticks around, and I'm going to believe that he will, even if he's brilliant in the last 2 months, pressure's going to be on him to perform. And like you said, it's going to be, okay, as I've been saying for the last month, the August, September, it's a glimpse of what 26 could be like. With Adley back and Aiken back tonight, Bradish making a second rehab start, I think it's tomorrow, then Wells will go on Wednesday. Be interesting to see what the Orioles do with him, by the way. I'm guessing you slow play both of them, quite frankly, in August, in September, but get a glimpse of what their health's like, what their confidence is like. Can they still be sharp? And then all systems go going into Sarasota. But yeah, to your point, right field is yours. It's your job. You were signed to be that guy, because the guy that hit 40 some homers and made the All-Star team last year, he moved on because I guess they insulted him with whatever contract offered Anthony Santander they gave him. Now, he's banged up in Toronto, and, you know, obviously they're probably, what the hell's up with this guy? But they haven't missed a beat. Matter of fact, they've trended up since Taters has left the lineup. But right field's your job. You're not competing for it. You're handed the job. It's your job to keep it and not hit the shelf and then all of a sudden have us criticizing you because you're unreliable. I'm not saying you stink as a ball player, but you've played over 100 games, what, twice in his career? The Gold Gloves are 5 years in the rearview mirror. At least provide that pop. And we saw it over the weekend. Granted, it was just Colorado. But if he can rake against Toronto, stays healthy, confidence starts to build a little bit, you know, let's see what the next 2 months will have in store for us watching this crazy ride that has been the Tyler O'Neill story of 25, which has been largely disappointing.
Yeah, this week will tell me a lot. You know, just one, you know, can he stay hot in a short term? And two, staying hot against better competition. You know, 3 home runs in 3 days for Tyler O'Neill and what he had done prior this season, I don't care who it's against. I'm celebrating it.
Right.
If it was against a AAA lineup, it's still something that I'd be willing to celebrate. But you take it to American League leading Blue Jays team, solid pitching staff overall. You get Chicago over the weekend. They're one of the best in the National League. Good pitching staff there. So can you keep this going? No kind of hiccups or bumps in the road. And as much as we love to focus on the home runs, and when you're talking about a player like Tyler O'Neill, that is a big selling point for him. It's the full picture, really. This entire month of July, even beyond the most recent here with the Colorado series, he's just been a completely different player. In July, the numbers across the board, the average is up, 261. On-base percentage, 346. OPS in July, 933. Now we're talking. Now we're in that conversation. The full picture is starting to be there. Home runs are nice, but it can't be just, oh, I'll hit 30 home runs, but I'll strike out 120 times. Need a little more than that, and he is giving more than that right now.
Now, Sammy Bisaya looks like his call-up's inevitable. Where he fits in, we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. But we'll tease it with this. Tony Manzolino the importance of Samuel Basayo coming in with big expectations. What's that mental toughness?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never had Sammy, it's hard to speak on his mental game. I can't comment on that in general. You know, you know, watching what Jackson Holliday went through last year, it's a great example. If Jackson is not Jackson Holliday and doesn't have the stability he has at home with his dad and being raised in a major league clubhouse, with how Jackson was treated, you know, through the media and through everywhere else last year and how he was handled, he would not be where he's at today. So Jackson's one of the unusual ones that things like that didn't faze him. But for most players to be kind of brought up into the big leagues and go through the ringer, you got to be very careful. They got to be ready. Sammy might already be there. I just don't know him that well. I can't comment on that.
Now, he comes up as Sio and he goes 2-for-27 with 15 strikeouts. I mean, you're going to hear he's overrated, typical scrub Oriole prospect. What the hell was Elias thinking? I mean, he is still relatively young. I mean, he's the youngest guy in AAA, and if he comes up, then they rushed him. I mean, so unless he comes out guns a-blazing, some people are going to be like, well, here we go again. I think that would be an unfair critique of him. Then again, if he comes out and blasts away like Eddie Murray, you know, let's not put him in Cooperstown yet either. But you would like to see a guy that is close to major league ready, as we've assumed that he has been.
Right, and I think that was another thing, especially like a month ago when the, you know, bring Basayo up chants were growing louder and louder and all the catching injuries were piling up, and it was getting harder to kind of argue against keeping him in the minors for now. And the big argument at the time was, well, his bat is major league ready. But you just got done saying it. Jackson Holliday, Gunnar Henderson, Adley, you name it. Any of these prospects that are a core part of the Orioles right now, when they came up, they had at least some period of time where they struggled or were not quite living up to those expectations, the growing pains. It happened. It's going to happen to Basayo too. I mean, his major league debut, it could be a nice game, but I'm saying that full couple months, whatever it ends up being, his first taste of the majors is probably going to be like those guys that came before him. He's not any different. And just like you didn't cast those guys off, or he shouldn't have, can't do the same for Basayo. So whenever his debut happens, celebrate it, enjoy it, but be realistic about it. The struggles are going to come. Let's get him out of the way. And that could be something that is maybe a hidden benefit of the team not really having much to play for down the stretch this year, is that one, maybe it could give Basayo more consistent playing time, and two, it's not like there's this added pressure of, hey, we got to balance getting you at bats, but also we're trying to win a pennant here, so don't screw things up for us. You know, just go out there and play. I think you kind of take the pressure off.
And also, I'm going to answer this question or try to when we come back. Where's he playing? How many at bats is he going to get? Because Mountcastle's coming back. Even if they trade Ryan O'Hearn, which we expect, Kobe Mayo, I think he deserves a longer look than we have seen, as he played well over the weekend against the Rockies himself. So where does Basayo fit in? Backup catcher? I mean, Sanchez is done basically for the season. Jackson, you know, has been swinging the bat pretty well.
all things considered. But does Basayo become, do we get a glimpse, Nolan, of what the catcher situation could look like for the Orioles in 26 and beyond, starting when Basayo comes up?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.